a West Point graduate who had served in U.S. Army posts all over the country. Winder reluctantly joined the Confederates in 1861 at age 61. Too old for a field command, but bestowed a brigadier generalship from Davis, which he had long coveted in the Federal Army, where he had never been promoted past major. Winder was made Inspector General of military camps around Richmond, with a multitude of duties, such as outfitting soldiers, overseeing training, and returning deserters. 5 days after Davis's inauguration, Winder was also named Provost Marshal General for Richmond, tasked with enforcing the martial law Davis had declared, which meant hunting for criminals and subversives and supervising the prisons he sent them to. Winder turned out to be not as aggressive at uncovering subversives as Pinkerton and Baker in Washington. Confederate General Joseph Johnston complained he was an abominable spycatcher, and Richmond was riddled with Union agents. For all the duties he had, Winder commanded no more than 2,000 men, the most hated of whom were his civilian detectives. A native of Maryland, he recruited them from that state, many of them former cops and street thugs in Baltimore. Richmonders called them alien plug uglies. Winder tried to rule the city with an iron hand. His all-powerful security men, wearing shield-shaped silver badges with CS Detective stamped on them, rode around Richmond on horses, arresting whomever they pleased. By mid-March, Winder had jailed 28 men and 2 women for suspected disloyalty. Hotels were required to send his office a list of new arrivals each morning. Railroads had to report all passengers carried into the city. Believing desperate times demanded desperate action, Winder also tried unsuccessfully to combat inflation and public drunkenness by imposing price controls and boarding up saloons. He quickly became the most hated man in Richmond. Jefferson Davis praised Winder as a kind and humane overseer of Richmond's prison system. The president's wife, Verena, claimed northern inmates in the South were fed as well as southerners held in the North.